Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line, as always, this time on a Thursday, Adel Kozulski, looking at a spiritual view, rather, of the world. And today we're going to have a look at Zoom. What does that show us on a different level? Adel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. First, I have to give you condolences on your chocolate log.
Yes.
I can't find anything spiritual there.
No, there's nothing. It's just pure loss. It's just pure loss. There's no spiritual.
Loved it. Though I can tell you, it wasn't one of my favorite chocolates.
You know, a lot of people said that.
Wow.
No, this, but
chocolate lager is a hero.
For me, it was a hero. Look, I don't know. Still, a lunch bar still more up there, but still, we suffer our losses and we move on.
Condolences. Let's move on. Let's look at things. Let's look at things a little bit more clearly from like maybe a 50,000 foot level, I should say. You know, one of the interesting things that I'm seeing today, and I've experienced it firsthand because obviously both my business and my teaching life, et cetera, has gone on to Zoom. Mm. You know, my grandkids call me the Zoomer now. And I think it's M-E-R, not Z-U-M-A-R, or anything like that. But, you know, you ask yourself the question, why all of a sudden has all this technology flooded in? Well, you can say practically, you know, it's for practical purposes. We now need to connect and we need to find new ways to connect. But one of the things that we are told that when we herald in the world of Messiah, of Mashiach, we say it at the end of our davening, "Bayomahu yeh Hashem echad ushmo echad." On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. And we are told that Mashiach will be able to teach the entire world. Now, ask yourself the question, when would that ever have been possible in the world until now?
Yeah, incredible.
So, you know when it hit me the most, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It was on his yard site, right?
Yes.
And as we said, it's a time when particularly the Chabad community, but people all over the world who were touched by the Rebbe would come to New York. People would go and, to functions, you know, to celebrate the Rebbe's life. And now we're all locked up. And what was absolutely amazing, and Zoom didn't even have this capability, but what they created was Zoom rooms of every single country or every single community that was hosting a festival, and they brought it all together into one place and one live stream. And there was over 100,000 people watching and celebrating together simultaneously in every corner of the world, in every time zone, in one place. And I thought to myself, well, if this isn't a taste of what it's going to be, you know, in the future, what is?
Yeah, so it's really saying, it's really taking the technology and saying, well, it was absolutely unimaginable in times gone by. You'd have to, you know, you'd have to teach a group and that group would have to teach another group and so it would go. Today we've got access just to the most incredible people all around the world, right on our phones or our computers through this method.
And even more so, yesterday I got a WhatsApp from a strange number of somebody who thanked me. They're a group of five women in Joburg that got together and decided to make a coffee Zoom meeting. And they landed up finding my shiur, which I was giving over Zoom. I don't even know who sent it to them. And she wrote to thank me for being inspired and whatever it is that I was saying, et cetera, et cetera. And I actually like looked at it and I thought, I don't even know who you are. And incredible. I don't even know who sent it to you.
Yeah,
but look how communication is actually spreading its web everywhere, and how we are actually, in truth, while the world looks so divisive, we're actually getting more and more connected and being unified.
Yeah, what's also fascinating is there was always this barrier to entry, what we call in business, but of people getting up and going to a shiur or joining a shiur group. It's quite uncomfortable. It's social. It's socially difficult. Maybe if it's at night, it's hard to go, especially if somebody's older, etc. And all of a sudden, you've got every single night, you've got this massive choice, if you just open your eyes to it, of shirim and lectures and webinars of all sorts that you could just join. And I wonder that even after lockdown, if we're going to go back to the standardized thing. You know, when I think about in the middle of winter, going to a shul at night where you're cold and it's a bit unpleasant to go to a shiur, rather than sitting in your home and you can just connect. I wonder if we're ever going to go back to that.
I don't even think so. I'm even enjoying Zoom parties where you sit in your own home and you're cozy.
Really?
You don't have to go out and dress up and all of that.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I want to pick up on something you said, Howard, and I'm smiling. You said just you have to open up your eyes and have a look, right?
Yes, yes.
The Lubavitcher Rebbe went and said already 26 years ago, before his passing, before he lost his speech in a stroke, he went and said, everything that we have is ready for Mashiach. We just need to open our eyes. And I think those words, open our eyes, has a lot of meaning to it. Open our eyes just physically, look what's going on, but open our minds, open our spirituality, because we're entering into a very new era. And exactly like Zanati, even the parties are nicer at home when you know, all cuddled up and, you know, you don't have to schlep out. And yes, I'm telling you, I have more people attending my shiur now than I used to when they physically had to come. I had to get a guard. They had to sit outside. They had to, you know, they couldn't come because the one person couldn't give a lift, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's just so seamless. And not only that, I'm like giving shiurim to people in Australia and England and America, the people that I would never ever have been able to touch or, you know, hear. Like until now, we had radio, TV that was touching people and it wasn't active. You know, you just look inside a screen and you hear what the person's saying and you can't reply
interact,
back.
Yeah.
This technology is unbelievable, unbelievable. And I think that we really, really, really are opening our eyes up and our world to something that is going to be incredibly marvelous.
Absolutely fantastic. That's where we leave it. Adel Kozelski, thank you as always. It is.